Hi everybody, my name is Anim and this is Women Over Too Much. Okay, so I'm going to be here and talking about everything, or more like every emotional stress women in their early 20s go through. I'm in my early 20s and I have so few experience. So I'm going to be sharing with you so that we can deal with this emotional stress. So please, I am not a psychologist. No, I am not a psychologist. I'm just trying to help women out there with that struggling with this emotional stress. So welcome to my podcast. Thank you for listening. So today we're going to be talking about dating in 2018. Is it just me, or has dating in 2018 taken the wrong turn? Yes, it has. Because, okay, let me just quickly ask you a question. Has a guy asked you before, a guy you actually really like, said this line to you, like, I'm not ready for anything serious. I just like the vibe you're giving. After you guys have been together for a while. Have they actually done that to you? Said that to you? Well, they have said it to me. Phew. Believe me, that feeling is very painful. They said it to me, they said it to my friend. Well, why do guys always say stuff like that? First and foremost, I want you to do something for me. Please, 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 and please. I want you to put this at the back of your mind. Say this to yourself whenever you feel down. You don't owe anybody love, so nobody owes you love too. So, if you love someone, it's your choice. If someone loves you, it's a person's choice. So now, first and foremost, how to deal with dating in 2018? How to deal with dating in 2018? Let's start with the fact that most of us, we ladies, we don't know what we want. Let's just say the truth. We don't know what we want. First of all, before you start dating for anything serious, tell yourself what you want out of the relationship. Tell yourself that, okay, this is what I want from the relationship. This is what I want to do in this relationship. This is where I want to be in this relationship. I want to be in this relationship for the rest of my life. I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth before you can go out there and put this on someone else. You get. Before you go out there and put this on someone else. Now, if you feel you're still playing the waters, you're still playing around, you feel you're still playing around, like you don't want anything serious, you're fine. It's still good for the early 20s. But if you feel you want something serious, first of all, when you meet someone that wants a relationship with you, first of all, ask the person what he wants from this relationship. If you want something serious and you like him, you guys go through it. If he doesn't want anything serious, and you're not in the market for serious relationship, or you're in the market for serious relationship, then you guys flow with it. Are you getting me? And don't let the pressure of the society push you into jumping into any relationship, because in this Nigeria, pressure of relationship, when you see your friend with her boo and you see your other friend with her boo and you are the only one bullying, a bayless or no boyfriend, don't let it push you into having a relationship or push you into a relationship you don't want to be in. Don't put yourself in loveless situations. because you're in a situation at that moment, you have situated your mind that, okay, you're early 20s, you're supposed to have a boyfriend, and every other girl is having boyfriends and you're not. Well, this life is no competition. You came alone, you died alone. So stop putting yourself in this situation where you put yourself in other people's shoes. Like, I want to be like someone, I want to be like that person. No. Life is not a competition. Okay? When you get you someone that wants to be with you, be with that person. Not because every other person is doing it, you have to do it. That line, that thinking has pulled many people in some places. That I know of someone that got married just because everybody's getting married in 2018. How do people will get married in 2018? That's there. They didn't even know. They don't know if they're in love or maybe they want it for the Instagram. Maybe because all my friends are getting married, or my friends are in a relationship, and I'm not. No. Stop putting yourself in other people's shoes. Stop walking in the path that was not meant for you. This life is not a competition. I keep telling people that this life is not a competition. You're not competing with anybody. Anybody. This life is slow and steady. Get your own and move out. Don't try to be like someone else. Everybody has their own path to play in this life. So, back to the relationship. If you know what you want, and then you ask the person what he wants, and the person is not giving you what you want, then leave. And if you already like the person before the person tells you that, okay, I don't want anything serious, force yourself to leave. Move. Don't worry, you will find someone else. Believe me, you will find someone else. It's not the end of the road there. It's not. Don't be pressured into relationship, into loveless situationship. I beg you. Because to take yourself out of it is going to be really painful. I know the emotional stress and emotional drainage of these kind of things. So please, if you have any question you want to ask me, please send it to my mail at anem101.com. At anem101@gmail.com. I'm here to reply any of your messages you have to send to me or your questions. But please remember, you don't owe anybody love and nobody owes you love. You do it because you want to, it's your choice. And don't let the society pressure you into a loveless relationship, because dating in 2018 is really hard. And finding someone who actually cares about you in 2018 is really hard, because even the Bible says now men will be lovers of themselves. So please, my dear sisters, take yourself away from the situation that the society has created, the mindset that society has created, that once you're in your early 20s, you're supposed to be married, or once you graduate from the university, you're supposed to bring in your husband and bringing it down, you know, showing everybody you're getting married and all the stuff. No, you only do that when you're matured enough. Most people are not matured enough to handle a relationship in 2018. They just go into it because the society has put them there, or someone like put it in their head that, oh, sure, in the 20s, you're supposed to be married. Says who? Says who? So take a chill pill and sit down and think about your what you want in this life, what you want to have. Think about your plans. Then maybe when you find the one that, I don't mean this is a special one, I mean someone that's good enough for you, then you can now be in a relationship. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Send me all your messages and your questions at anem101 gmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye. Hi everybody, my name is Anam and this is Women Who Loves Too Much. Okay, so I'm going to be here and talking about everything, or more like every emotional stress women in their early 20s go through. I'm in my early 20s and I have so few experience. So I'm going to be sharing with you so that we can deal with this emotional stress. So please, I am not a psychologist. No, I am not a psychologist. I'm just trying to help women out there with that struggling with this emotional stress. So welcome to my podcast. Thank you for listening. So today we're going to be talking about dating in 2018. Is it just me, or has dating in 2018 taken the wrong turn? Yes, it has. Because, okay, let me just quickly ask you a question. Has a guy asked you before, a guy you actually really like, said this line to you, like, I'm not ready for anything serious. I just like the vibe you're giving. After you guys have been together for a while, have they actually done that to you? I mean, like said that to you? Well, they have said it to me. Whew. Believe me, that feeling is very painful. They said it to me. They said it to my friend. Well, why do guys always say stuff like that? First and foremost, I want you to do something for me. Please, 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 and please. I want you to put this at the back of your mind. Say this to yourself whenever you feel down. You don't owe anybody love, so nobody owes you love too. So, if you love someone, it's your choice. If someone loves you, it's a person's choice. So now, first and foremost, how to deal with dating in 2018? How to deal with dating in 2018? Let's start with the fact that most of us, we ladies, we don't know what we want. Let's just say the truth. We don't know what we want. First of all, before you start dating for anything serious, tell yourself what you want out of the relationship. Tell yourself that, okay, this is what I want from the relationship. This is what I want to do in this relationship. This is where I want to be in this relationship. I want to be in this relationship for the rest of my life. I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth before you can go out there and put this on someone else. You get. Before you go out there and put this on someone else. Now, if you feel you're still playing the waters, you're still playing around, you feel you're still playing around, like you don't want anything serious, you're fine. It's still good for the early 20s. But if you feel you want something serious, first of all, when you meet someone that wants a relationship with you, first of all, ask the person what he wants from this relationship. If you want something serious and you like him, you guys go through it. If he doesn't want anything serious, and you're not in the market for serious relationship, or you're in the market for serious relationship, then you guys flow with it. And you get to me. And don't let the pressure of the society push you into jumping into any relationship, because in this Nigeria, pressure of relationship, when you see your friend with her boo and you see your other friend with her boo and you're the only one bullet or bayless or babeless or no boyfriend, don't let it push you into having a relationship or put you into a relationship you don't want to be in. Don't put yourself in loveless situations, because you're in a situationship at that moment. You have said, whether you mind that, okay, you're early 20s, you're supposed to have a boyfriend, and every other girl is having boyfriends and you're not. Well, this life is no competition. You came alone, you die alone. So stop putting yourself in that situationship where you put yourself in other people's shoes. Like, I want to be like someone, I want to be like that person. No. Life is not a competition, okay? When you get you someone that wants to be with you, be with that person. Not because every other person is doing it, you have to do it. That line, that thinking has pulled many people in some places. I know of someone that got married just because everybody's getting married in 2018. How do people will get married in 2018? That's there. They don't even know. They don't know if they're in love or maybe they want it for the Instagram. Maybe because all my friends are getting married, or my friends are in a relationship, and I'm not. No. Stop putting yourself in other people's shoes. Stop walking in the path that was not meant for you. This life is not a competition. I keep telling people that this life is not a competition. You're not competing with anybody. This life is slow and steady. Get your own and move out. Don't try to be like someone else. Everybody has their own path to play in this life. So back to the relationship. If you know what you want, and then you ask the person what he wants, and the person is not giving you what you want, then leave. And if you already like the person before the person tells you that, okay, I don't want anything serious, force yourself to leave. Move. Don't worry, you will find someone else. Believe me, you will find someone else. It's not the end of the road there. It's not. Don't be pressured into relationship, into loveless situationship. I beg you. Because to take yourself out of it is going to be really painful. I know the emotional stress and emotional drainage of these kind of things. So please, if you have any question you want to ask me, please send it to my mail at anem101.com. At anem101@gmail.com. I'm here to reply any of your messages you have to send to me or your questions. But please remember, you don't owe anybody love and nobody owes you love. You do it because you want to. It's your choice. And don't let society pressure you into a loveless relationship, because dating in 2018 is really hard. And finding someone who actually cares about you in 2018 is really hard, because even the Bible says now men will be lovers of themselves. So please, my dear sisters, take yourself away from the situation that the society has created, the mindset that society has created, that once you're in your early 20s, you're supposed to be married, or once you graduate from the university, you're supposed to be bringing your husband and bringing it down, you know, showing everybody you're getting married and all the stuff. No, you only do that when you're matured enough. Most people are not matured enough to handle a relationship in 2018. They just go into it because the society has put them there, or someone like put it in their head that, oh, sure, in early 20s you're supposed to be married. Says who? So take a chill pill and sit down and think about your what you want in this life, what you want to have. Think about your plans. Then maybe when you find the one, that I don't mean there's a special one, I mean someone that's good enough for you, then you can now be in a relationship. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Send me all your messages and your questions at anemone1@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.